We are joined in the studio now by news director extraordinaire for chapelborough.com and 97.9 The Hill, Mr. Brighton McConnell. Brighton, thanks for joining us.
Hello there, Andrew.
And you had the pleasure of visiting the ribbon cutting and opening round of destruction to the Southern Season site.
I sure did. Yeah, didn't have to go very far in order to get there, but did kind of have to take the long way around because of the new fencing that's up at University Place. I had to go through the mall and then all the way around the other parking lot in order to get there. It's at the moment, it's not easy to do anything really in a straight line around the University Place property because there's so much happening.
Before we get to the details, I've been kind of thinking about this and trying to process like where the community stands on this, because we're so in it here at University Place with 97.9 The Hill Studios being in the building that I kind of forget how big of a deal this is to the rest of the community too. So I wonder if you could start by talking about that a little bit, having been at that event and talked to some people.
Yeah, it was largely Chapel Hill town officials, developers, tenants of the mall. So people who are similarly into it, but from talking with those people and other folks over the last few months, I think the main thing that the community is feeling is just kind of curiosity. They're not entirely sure the timeline of when things are going to happen. I think the messaging has been at times maybe a little tricky to understand what part of the mall is being demolished. Is all of the mall being demolished? If you just happen to drive up and you see how much construction is happening here, I could understand why people might be thinking along those lines. But it's also one of those things where, you know, it's been a tough go for University Place for several years. And so I think the fact that they're is major redevelopment coming isn't a big surprise to anybody local. If you just have walked inside the mall, you understand how different it looks compared to even 3-4 years ago when I first started coming to University Place. So I think the main thing that people feel is just curiosity about, you know, what is going to happen, when that's going to be, and then what is the final vision for this project when all things are said and done.
We'll get into a little bit of when and what the final vision is and what's going to happen, but let's start with what's actually happening right now. What did you see earlier this afternoon when you were over in front of the former Southern Season site?
Well, Andy, I saw something that got the inner kid in me very excited, which was just a giant kind of excavator with a big cruncher, I guess is the best way to put it, some sort of crunching tool, just starting to really rip into the entrance and the clock tower of the Southern Season store. That part is kind of an iconic look, maybe one of the more distinguishing features of University Place for the last few decades, and that's the part that is going to be ripped down first. They only did a few minutes for the people who are there. They obviously don't want everything to get dusty and you know, for there to be a whole bunch of materials flying around with a lot of esteemed guests in the area, but they put a pretty sizable hole into the clock tower. I'm going to try and share that on social media as soon as I can, and folks, be sure to go check that out both on my account and the station's account. And we're going to be sharing some more photos and videos of that. But really, the main demolition is going to be happening over the next few weeks. Today was truly just the start, and so I think it's fair to say it's a dipping the toe in the water of taking down Southern Season, and that clock tower and entrance is the first thing to go.
Exciting times as we've been kind of anticipating this for several months now. Let's skip ahead a little bit. What is coming to this area as this development continues on?
Well, that specific part where Southern Season is right now and the parking lot where the ceremony was staged is eventually going to be several new buildings. It's going to be buildings that have office space, buildings that have retail. It's going to be eventually a hotel that's facing Fordham Boulevard, or I should say parallel with Fordham Boulevard. There should be a new parking deck down there since they're getting rid of some of the surface parking that is here at the mall. It is a little hard to envision because, you know, you think of just Southern Season being demolished and you wonder if that's enough space for it to happen. But in reality, the plan is to demolish a lot of the eastern side of the mall, even past where Southern Season was. It's going to be coming in actually pretty close to where we are currently sitting here in the studio, although we should be good to go. That aspect, the demolition side, that's going to take several weeks, around 8, could be 10, could be longer. I imagine, though, that tearing things down is going to take less time than building things up. So demolition set to happen over the course of the next few months, and then we'll get to see kind of more of the space that the redevelopers have to work with. But eventually there will be new storefronts that face Fordham Boulevard that are kind of built into the existing mall building. But we're looking at 9 new buildings likely being built on that eastern side. And when, you know, the replacement of the K&W cafeteria is done, when the banks over here closer on the northern side of the western side of the mall are finished. So, yeah, there's a lot that is coming, and that side is perhaps going to be the most visible.
Exactly. And then there's also an apartment building going on at the other end of the mall, and that's sort of a separate project but happening in conjunction, and seems very much like the same development.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was actually something that some of the Chapel Hill town officials said was, yes, it seems like there's a lot of activity happening at the mall right now, but they believe that it is helpful to for visitors and for the town to be able to see, hey, all of these projects are happening at once. And while there's some growing pains, it will allow people to more quickly see what the vision is for this mall once it's redeveloped, to see the apartment complex going up at the same time that these new bank branches are being built over here, the same time that some improvements along Willow Drive to sidewalks and crosswalks are going to be happening over there. It certainly makes for a busy time if you are just visiting University Place for a night out or for an afternoon, dropping by the farmer's market or something like that. But, you know, also it's pretty wild since it's 4 different construction companies doing the projects. But the town officials and RAM say the benefit of it is that you get all of these things that are, you know, not exactly on the same timeline, but much closer, and will mean that the redeveloped mall will be able to say we're fully finished with this vision sooner rather than later if they were splitting it all up.
We're talking with Brighton McConnell. He was at the ceremony today beginning the destruction of the Southern Season portion of the mall, talking about the development of the University Place area in general. Did you get a sense from any of the folks there today about how they feel like this is going to change this portion of town? Because this is a pretty huge footprint that's getting redeveloped all at once.
It was a big talking point, not just for the developers and them, you know, kind of recognizing the responsibility that comes with trying to make such a big overhaul of this area, but certainly from the town officials who were there too, and a lot of the local leaders, Chamber of Commerce leaders that were there, and many other business representatives, just because this is a big opportunity. That was the phrase and the wording used a lot. This is a big opportunity to transform this area that's just down the road from Blue Hill, that's kind of in between campus and then the interstate. And this was the area that people would come out of town to get to. And now it's sort of in the middle of where people would go out from downtown Chapel Hill or where they are living, you know? So it is definitely an opportunity in that way. And then you throw in the fact that there's planning to be hotel, office, all of these other types of businesses that are not here right now, and that Chapel Hill has been looking to land more of, to give more options to people who are coming in, or trying to give more options to maybe some small businesses that are around. Opportunity certainly is how they are looking at it, in addition to a chance to, you know, try and make some more environmental changes with stormwater and trying to eliminate impervious surface. Opportunity to reimagine some of the connectivity from how you get to downtown from here, or how you get from the Blue Hill District maybe a little bit further down Fordham. I think they see it as a really big chance, not just to be bringing business in, but to have this be truly a new kind of ecosystem almost for Chapel Hill.
We'll definitely have our eyes on it to see how it plays out. And we got about a minute left. Is there anything you wanted to mention from today's ceremony or the development in general that we haven't gotten to yet?
Yeah, I think it's worth noting for folks, we talked about this before the weekend hit, and if anybody dropped by University Place over the weekend, they probably noticed that parking areas that were closed off in front of Silver Spot, Bar Taco, Hawkers, that area, parking spaces that were closed off are now open, and that makes a huge difference to traffic flow here. I know that when I leave work toward the end of the week, it's been absolutely jam-packed and people are just waiting on parking spots. Those spots being open do make a difference, and it is still going to be crowded, but it is significantly better than it was, and should help too with the safety of the parking lots and hopefully traffic flow in general here at University Place.
All right, Brighton, thanks for jumping on with us.
Absolutely, Andy.